That's the sound of compost tea brewing.
The microbes in the compost will kind of wake up when you put them in the oxygenated water with the food sources.
And that's 30-year-old Trevor Kirchhoff, owner of Juno's indoor garden and hydroponic store, Get Growing.
And then they breed, and so you can get just insane microorganism populations, thousands of species, like billions of individuals, you know, in a teaspoon of liquid.
Besides compost tea, which Kirchhoff says will make any plant go berserk in a good way, Get Growing sells anything you might need for an indoor garden. But Kirchhoff's true passion isn't selling things. It's growing things, especially in water. After he opened the store in February 2013, he set up demonstration gardens and experimented with hydroponic and aquaponic systems.
And they just got bigger and took up too much of the store.
Aquaponics is a combination of hydroponics and aquaculture. Fish kept in a tank produce waste, which supplies nutrients for plants grown in a hydroponic system. In turn, the plants help break down the waste and purify the water, which goes back into the fish tank. As Kirchhoff's demo gardens took on lives of their own, his friend took notice.
My friend Greg was basically saying, like, you know, you could really sell these plants. What are you going to do with all these? And I said, I just want to grow the plants. You can sell the plants and see how that goes.
That was the beginning of Evergreens, Herbs, and Produce, a joint business between Kirchhoff and friend Greg Smith. In March, they sold their first harvest of live basil to a local grocery store. The herbs are sold as plants, with the roots still attached and a little water at the bottom of the package. They can last up to 2 weeks that way. Earlier this month, Kirchhoff doubled his existing 1,000-square-foot shop space and built a 6-bed indoor aquaponics garden that contains rows and rows of basil.
Mostly it's been Genovese basil. Back there, there's a little Thai basil.
The 4-by-8-foot beds sit on concrete blocks and are connected by an organized system of plastic tubing. The water flows from a 165-gallon tank holding 9 tilapia and about 100 goldfish. Despite how organized the warehouse looks, Kirchhoff claims they have no idea what they're doing. Smith says it's been a huge learning curve.
We know we're probably not going to get rich, but it's fun. We'll make a little money, and it's neat to be able to have a local product in town.
The duo started off selling about 75 plants a week. Now, with more space and the new system, they hope to deliver at least double that. Produce manager at Foodland IGA, Jonathan Cristobal, loves their live basil.
It's good. It smells good and it sells good. People likes it.
Foodland first started selling live basil about 2 years ago. They got it from a company in the Seattle area.
They send us by air once a week. We're having a problem, you know, I mean, the quality issue too, and it costs much.
In May, Cristobal started getting live basil from Kirchhoff and Smith. He says that gives him more control over the freshness.
Every time I'm out, I text them, they'll show up.
Cristobal says Foodland would be very interested if Kirchhoff and Smith ever branch out.
I tell them, too, the mushroom is easy to grow, too. Try the mushroom, fresh mushroom from Juno, too. But they said we're working on it. They're working on it, you know. But the basil is good. They need to expand. We need more in Juno.
Kirchhoff says the 6 beds is just the beginning, and he has no idea where the business will go. If you mention marijuana to him, though, he may get a little sensitive. Since opening the hydroponic store, he says it's been obnoxious how many people ask him about it. He doesn't want people to think he's trying to capitalize on possible legalization.
This garden here, we're not growing basil in this system in the hopes that, you know, we can someday, like, grow marijuana in this system, because if we were ever going to grow pot, we would have to redo everything.
But Kirchhoff doesn't write off the idea either.
We're indoor gardeners, and we want to grow, you know, what's A, useful, and B, profitable. So, you know, we'll see what happens in the future.
For the time being, he's sticking to what's legal. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.